Good morning. Our text this morning begins in Mark chapter 7. Begin in verse 1. Now when the Pharisees gathered to him with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands properly, according to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that they observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. The Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men." And he said to them, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If a man tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is Corban, that is, given to God,' then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And many such things you do." Let us pray. Righteous Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us with the words of our Lord that are recorded in this book. We pray, Father, that we do not leave your commandment and hold to our own traditions. And Father, we pray that you point it out to us when we do and that you forgive us as we repent. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. This morning's gospel is about a controversy. Some Pharisees and scribes from Jerusalem have come to listen to our Lord, and they observe his disciples eating with unwashed hands. And they voice their concerns to Jesus. "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" That, along with Mark's explanation of things just before, that cues us in that the Pharisees are not just talking about hygiene here. They're not concerned about germs. Instead, they accuse the disciples of being defiled. The word that they use here could also be translated profane or unholy. They see some spiritual, religious significance to the way that the Lord's disciples are eating. And Jesus is going to address that specific concern and show the Pharisees where they're wrong about the nature of holiness, the nature of cleanliness, the nature of defilement. But he's not going to do that just yet. That's going to be next week's reading from the Gospel of Mark. First, Jesus addresses a deeper error that lies behind that other error. The root problem that Jesus tackles in today's text is that the Pharisees have elevated the traditions of men over and against the commandments of God. And Jesus doesn't have to tell them anything new to condemn them for this either. He goes back to the prophet Isaiah. "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." He's reciting from Isaiah 29:13. Now, this problem of teaching as doctrines the commandments of men, this problem appears in two different ways, and we read about both of them in today's text. First, Jesus cites their tradition of Corban. They are ignoring the commandments, "Honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die." They're ignoring those commandments in favor of their tradition, declaring that their property is dedicated to God, that it is Korban before the fact. Right? So they haven't actually given this stuff to God. They haven't donated it yet. It's still in their possession. But they've declared ahead of time This is the stuff that's going to be dedicated to God. And they do that so that no other claims can be laid against that property. Because, obviously, nobody trumps God. So if you've declared something to be a gift to God, well, he's always first in line. He's always at the top of the pecking order. But what they've done is to use their tradition to loose God's commandment to honor father and mother. We often refer to this as loosing where Scripture has not loosed. Understanding, of course, that that is a man-made phrase to describe a biblical principle. There's a tendency to take man-made traditions, stuff that we come up with ourselves, and use that as an excuse. Use our traditions to excuse away God's commandments. And we should understand just exactly how pernicious this is. Right? It should be obvious to all of us that you don't just get to make stuff up out of thin air and say, we're going to do this instead of what God says. In fact, we shouldn't imagine the Pharisees going through that intellectual process. They're not standing around saying, all right, we hate the commandments of God. What are we going to come up with instead? I want you to see how pernicious this tendency is. We get the word korban, third hand, here in the Gospel of Mark. The word korban is an English transliteration of a Greek transliteration of a Hebrew word. But it is a biblical word. In Leviticus chapter 1 and verse 10, for example, God instructs the priests of Israel what to do if a man's gift, his korban, for a burnt offering, is from the flock or from the sheep or from the goats. We read elsewhere in Leviticus of the korbanim, the gifts that the people of Israel are to bring before the Lord. This is a biblical word with a biblical purpose. People are supposed to give gifts to God. That's one of the last things that we just talked about as we were considering the contribution. This is a biblical thing. The Pharisees didn't come up with this practice whole cloth out of the blue. They've done something even worse than just making stuff up. They have taken a commandment of God to give gifts, to give korbanim, and they have perverted that commandment into a tradition of their own that they then use to ignore another commandment of God. May we never do so ourselves. And may the Lord reveal it to us when we do and give us a heart to repent. But that is one way in which we can elevate our traditions over the commandment of God. We pervert things that God has told us to do, turn them into traditions, and then use them as an excuse not to do other things that God told us. There's another way, though, that human tradition puts us at odds with the will of God. And we see it in the way that the Pharisees have accused Jesus' disciples of being defiled because they haven't washed their hands properly. In fact, as Mark tells us, they have a whole set of traditions concerning ceremonial washing. And again, the Pharisees have taken something from the law. Ceremonial washing, ceremonial cleanliness, these are things in the law. They're rather important things. But they've taken these things from the law and perverted them. In this case, by requiring washing in more circumstances than the law itself requires. Now, there is nothing wrong with frequent hand washing. This is not the passage where Jesus tells you not to wash your hands. Sorry, if you're going to supper, you still ought to wash your hands for hygiene reasons. There's nothing wrong, even, with a person placing stricter requirements on himself than what the Scriptures command. Paul covers that pretty explicitly in Romans 14. You want to be more strict with yourself than God is? Have right at it. It's not going to do you any good, necessarily. Depending on where you go with that, it can even be a harm to you, as we read in Galatians. But it explicitly crosses over into error when we take that requirement that we put on ourselves and then attempt to bind that requirement on someone else as though they were required to do that to be righteous. What the Pharisees are saying is that Jesus' disciples are not acceptable in the sight of God because they haven't washed their hands in this way that is prescribed by the elders, but not by the law. We call this binding where the scriptures have not bound. And it's just as grave an error as loosing where the scriptures have not loosed. Let us remember the words of Paul from Romans chapter 14 and verse 10. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? If you've put a stricter requirement on yourself than what the scriptures require, you may not judge other people for not holding to that same requirement. And yet here, the Pharisees are. The call this morning is to take care to obey God rather than men. We're at liberty to be as strict as we please with ourselves. But we must never allow our traditions to excuse us from the commandment of God, and we must never bind our traditions on other people as a requirement of the faith. Both of those things are contrary to the will of God. God's requirements are fairly simple. Our Lord Himself says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We call on you to take that yoke upon you today. Take that easy, light burden upon you today if you have not obeyed the gospel. Believe in that good news that the Son of God has come and lived among men and died as a sacrifice to free us from bondage to sin. We call on you to turn away from sin, confess Jesus as Lord, be baptized into his death, burial, and resurrection for the remission of your sins, and live faithfully according to God's commands and not your own. If you're subject to the invitation, won't you come as together we stand and sing?